Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Ask Dr. Rhonda. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Group and Mutare Hypnosis. Thanks for listening to Ask Dr. Rhonda, where we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. Today's topic of things to worry about or stress over or walk your way through has to do with to-do lists. On the teaser for this program, I put in pro or con. If you know me, you know I'm pro a list. With a caveat, and that's what I'd like to talk with you a little bit about. When I work with people, often they'll tell me that they're overwhelmed by the amount of things they have to do, that what they're trying to put together or things they're trying to organize across a day or weeks or months or whatever. First, making note of all requirements is essential. You have to kind of know what you're trying to get done. However, putting something on your to-do list doesn't get it done. That's right. Weep, weep. Putting it on the list doesn't move it any closer to being done. It moves it more, makes it more likely. Statistics show a lot of information about once you get it on a list, it's much more likely to actually be done, especially if you're like the rest of us who are trying to do 12 things at once. But getting it on the list is only part of the steps of the process. I'm also, if you've been listening to these programs for a while, I'm also a big fan of Brian Tracy's ABCDE method for setting priorities. If you Google ABCDE Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, or ABCDE method, you'll get his list in more detail. But part of the challenge we face is we put things on our to-do list is we forget that there are sometimes things that get on our to-do list because somebody else put them there, or we think maybe they should be there, or all manner of foolishness happens. Things get on our prioritization list. My general thinking about some of these things I've learned over time being a real list maker is some things that get on my list that I don't really want to do and I'm never going to do, and they're just sitting there stuck in up space. And that's the E part of Brian Tracy's list, and it's actually one of the things I want you to think about doing first, which is to eliminate wherever possible. Eliminate activities that you don't want to do, you don't have to do, someone else put them on your list. These are not things that you can avoid, that you're trying to avoid doing, but sometimes it's something that you didn't want to do, or like running a marathon. Not that that isn't a great goal to have, it can be a tremendous thing to do, but you got to figure out, okay, if I'm going to run a marathon, how much time do I need available to train? Because believe you me, unless you're already in tremendous shape, you are not going to be able to run a marathon. Certainly not, no. So you would need, for some goals, my point is some goals, you will need time for preparation, organization, all sorts of things in order to achieve that goal. And then that's part of the deciding whether you want to eliminate something or not. So perhaps you say, well, if I'm going to run a marathon, it's going to take me 25 hours a week to train between now and April when the marathon here in Boston is held. Or if you're going to do another, if you're going to do a half marathon, the training amount of time really drops off a lot. So maybe you might want to do a half marathon or a 10K or something like that instead. When you're thinking about, when we see the marathon on TV or we see it on the Olympics, we think all of a sudden, oh, we should do that. That would be great, you know. But there's background work, which is one of those things that sometimes you have to figure out when you're setting priorities for things you want to do. It's figure out whether you're actually willing or able to make that time. Like if you're working 90 hours a week and you have a family, your training regime, unless you can do it between 3 and 5 a.m., is not really going to work. So sometimes it's important to realize that we have things on our to-do list that are no longer appropriate, or you just can't do them right now, or you can't do them now because you need to organize some other aspects in order to get to them. But the ABCD method for priorities, the A is for very important, something you must do. So if it's work-oriented, work-required, work-related, those kinds of things, it can have a serious negative consequence. So not just things, because that's one of those other things we can talk about down the road on another call, about the difference between what's important and what's essential. B stands for important, something you should do, not as important as your A task. So say, for example, if you need to make outgoing calls, I'll be making outgoing calls to potential clients later today. I'll be making those calls, and some people I'll get and some I won't. So when I finish my list of calls to make for today, that doesn't mean I stop doing any work for the rest of the day, because now I have to wait for some calls back. So part of the process is recognizing sometimes you have B things standing by to do when your A things are done. So C is nice things to do but aren't as important as A or B. There are no negative consequences for not completing it. So it could be something that you were thinking about doing. You were going to, you know, put a different picture up in your office, or you're going to go shop for the right thing, get it framed, do all kinds of things. It'd be great to do, but not something that's essential to your bottom line. D stands for delegate, and you know who you are, you delegation-averse people, and I am working on my book now. Every day I'm working on my book, Delegation Without Disasters, to get that thing out before the end of the year, because delegation is stopping a lot of you from getting to important goals because you're holding them all in, because you're still subscribing to that crazy thing, and you can finish the phrase with me: if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. That's crazy talk. Some things you do have to do. Other things you don't. And some of those things we're insisting on keeping to do for ourselves because they have to be done to a certain level. It's just keeping us away from our really important priorities and goals and dreams that we really want to get to. So usually we have to, I find when I do lots of executive coaching, lots of working with organizations, and I'll find what I call nicely legacy projects. So because Mary did it, Steve did it, Bob did it, Ellen did it, everybody's doing the same thing. You go back and you find out who needs this report. I did analysis for a particular company that I worked with, and I inherited work from a manager who actually had files in his files that were older than I was. Yep. So when I tried to figure out what, and he had reports that he did every single day, every single week, every single month, because I had gone to graduate school and I learned a few things, I asked him, you know, who needs this report? And he told me every person was on the list he got the email out to needed this report. So when he went on to another department and I took over his job, I wanted to find out, because this was sucking up 2 or 3 hours a day, because he actually was physically printing this information. I'm like, don't we have this email thing? So my point is that to him, all these things would essentially be done at that level. When I called the people who said that they were getting these daily reports, they said they looked at it once a week. So I put them on a weekly list, and then eventually put them on a monthly list, and eventually eliminated the report. So here's part of someone's time. So I get back those 2 hours every day this person spent preparing this report for people who maybe in the distant past needed that report, but new programs had changed that. He continued to do the old methodology. So sometimes it's important to recognize that when you're setting priorities and putting things together, some of the things you may have, what you think are as legacy projects, may not be as essential as you thought them. My mom, those of you who were blessed to know my mother, was a person who vacuumed every day. Yep, every day. I don't do that. Never done that. It doesn't mean I'm more organized than she was or that my house is neater. That's not true at all. But to her, she liked the look of that clean carpet, what have you. This is important. But you have to decide if vacuuming your whole house takes you 45 minutes to an hour, which it might, depending on the size of your home, do you have that time to do it every day? Could you do it every other day? Sometimes I work with people and they're deciding how to budget their money. They get the manicure every week. Hey, I'm in favor of you getting a mani-pedi every week. If that has meaning for you, you have the time and you have the money. Some of these people didn't have either. Sometimes just making that transition to every other week, let's save half that money, half that time over the course of a year. So sometimes when you're thinking about eliminating things, you're setting a priorities, your to-do list, sorting out whether something belongs on your list, whether you have time to do it on your list. I've done lots of time studies with lots of people. I encourage you to do time study for yourself. If you want a forum to help you do that, please email me at rfw@mutarihypnosis.com. It's on my webpage. You can find me back through my Facebook information. But sorting out how to figure out where your time is going very often is the difference between whether you get something done or not. Sorting out whether you really have to do some things, whether you're going to do some things, what cause and effect there is associated with it, and learning to follow the Nancy Reagan rule. There's two other rule things that I wanted to mention briefly. One of them is the Nancy Reagan rule, which is, repeat after me, just say no. I'm sorry, I don't have time to add that right now. Sorry, I can't take on another project. I'm booked completely up. Some people don't like saying sorry, although frankly saying sorry would save a lot of aggravation. Because, I mean, maybe you are sorry you can't take on another task, but you can't take it on. Sometimes you just have to do the Nancy Reagan, just say no. You cannot be all things to all people. And you know how it is. That's one of the things that's actually true. If you want something done, ask a busy person. So people want to give things to busy people like us because they think we can do it all. And sometimes you just have to say no, or I can't right now. And sometimes you're working on a project or something else that's taking all your time, or you're traveling, you don't have time to do something in a short time frame. And you can say, I don't have time to do it now, see me in 6 months. Sometimes it's helpful to do that. And the final thing I want to leave you with comes from Brian Tracy. I encourage you to get his book, listen to the audios. It's available in the public library, at least it is here in Boston. It may be available for download. I'm sure it's available on Audible and those kind of things. It's called Eat That Frog. It's about procrastination. Because when you're prioritizing things you have to do, sometimes things aren't life or death, or they're not, you know, most of our work is not life or death. But sorting out what order to do things in, Eat That Frog is about recognizing that the thing you fear the most or you want to do the least, very often is that very thing that will make the change in your life you're seeking. That we just and that the Eat the Frog goes back to the idea that eating a frog is probably the worst thing you're going to have to do all day. He's not talking about frog legs prepared beautifully for our friends from Louisiana. Or our Canadian friends, who apparently like a frog leg. He's talking about eating a frog from your garden or something like that. That eating a frog is probably the worst thing you're going to have to do all day. And if you do it first thing in the morning, it's done. Everything else after that is uphill. And if you get used to eating that frog first thing in the morning, or like I can't call people, well, I can call people at 6 o'clock in the morning. No one will answer me. If I want to talk to a person, I know I need to wait till about 9:30 or 10 o'clock to get people, they've cleared their email list, they're actually able to talk to me at that point. So there are other things that I do first thing in the morning, and then at my calling time, I make calls. So I encourage you to do the same thing, questions, issues, ideas about it. I also encourage you to reach back out to me by email, or you can call me on 617-266-3057. I'm happy to talk to you about how to help you get things done. Because to take from Zig Ziglar, another guy who I thought the world of, as far as getting things done and really meaning what he said he was talking about, was if you want everything you can have everything you want in life if you'll help enough other people get what they want. So I want to help you get what you want. Call me. Talk to you soon. Bye.